Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi and the Parsha of Daniel Eisenberg. This past week, for Parshas Pekudei, we did basically just about three prakim of Meseches Damai. Damai deals with the questionable produce that it's unclear whether Maaser was taken off or not, and in general, we are strict about it. We treat it as if Maaser was not taken off. However, there are plenty of leniencies that we learned about. But the one Mishnah in particular, I want to discuss one point in the Mishnah from, I believe it was one of Monday's Mishnayos. It's Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. And this is the discussion of Ne'emanus. Hamakabel alav lios Ne'eman. Somebody who wants to be considered a Ne'eman, meaning that he wants to be a person that we can assume he took Maaser. Right, so if he gives us produce or he has the produce, we can trust him and rely on him that he's someone who takes off Maaser. So what does someone have to do to attain that status of being what's called a ne'eman, trustworthy? So the Mishnah says, Maaser es shehu ochel. So first of all, he has to take off Maaser of what he eats. He has to have this in order to have the status. Ves shehu mocher, and that which he sells also. He has to make sure, he has to take upon himself that I only sell things that were tithed. Ves shehu lokeach, and that which he buys. The eno misoreach etel ama oretz, and he is not allowed to be a guest that eats by an ama oretz, because the ama oretz, who is not trusted to take off maaser off his food, so how are you supposed to eat with him if you're eating food that is very likely untithed? Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues over here, and he says, "Af misarech etzel am haaretz ne'eman." Well, no, listen. As long as you take upon yourself, not the food that you eat, you take off Maaser. The food that you buy, the food that you sell, you take off Maaser. As long as you do that, it's not a problem if you are a guest by an am haaretz. Amru lo, however, the Chachamim respond, "Al atzmo eno ne'eman, ketzad yehei ne'eman al shel acherim." On himself, if he's not trusted, so how is he supposed to be trusted for other people? Meaning that if he himself is not makbid in his personal life, not to eat food that perhaps wasn't tithed, so then how can we really trust him that he's going to be so careful and that food we get from him is going to be tithed? Now, we'll speak about this more in a moment, but this subject of ne'emanus, of being trustworthy, is actually a major discussion in the Parsha, especially as elaborated by Chazal. In fact, the entire purpose of the Pekudei, right, that there's an accounting taken of everything that's in the Mishkan. What's the purpose of this? Why do we have this Parsha Pekudei? So there's an interesting midrash in Shmos Rabbah Nun Aleph Parsha Vav. And it says over here, it's dealing with Mishkan HaEdos Asher Pukara Alpi Moshe, that it's called the Mishkan HaEdos. It's called Eidos, that it's a Mishkan of testimony. And there are different pshatim over here, but one of them is that it's a testimony to the integrity of those running the operation. And it elaborates on this idea of the Pekudim. The whole Ma Shehaya Moshe Osa Yidei Acherim, it just says that everything that was done through others, he had the Levium, he had the Yisamar. And it says, Amar Lahem, Moshe said to everybody, Bo v'ani osa lefneichem cheshbon. So now let's come and I'm going to do the cheshbon in front of you. That I'm going to calculate everything. Amar Lahem, Moshe, Eile pekudei ha-mishkan. Then Moshe said to them, these are the pekudim, these are the accountings of the Mishkan. Kach v'chach yatza al-mishkan, these such and such is the expense of the Mishkan. And it says that he went through the whole thing. But then he came up short. He did all the calculations of all the gold, silver, copper, everything that was collected, and he showed exactly where everything went, and he came up short exactly 1,775 left of silver, and he didn't know what happened to it. Now the truth is, the Midrash says, "Mashas avavim la'amudim." He actually that was the hooks for the amudim, for the pillars, were made with that extra silver, but he didn't know what was going on. And he got nervous. Hiskel Yoshev Masmiah. He started. He got nervous. Omar Achshav. He says, "Now Yisrael Motzin Yedeim Leimor Moshe Natal, and they're going to accuse me of having taken them." So Hashem ends up enlightening his eyes as the Midrash continues, and he shows him exactly where the silver was, and he felt appeased, and Klai Yisrael were appeased through this. Now the Midrash then asks, why did he have to do the cheshbon with them? Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach Shemo Ma'amino Hashem. Obviously trusted Moshe Rabbeinu. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, the pasuk in Bamidbar Parshas Balos, I believe. Lo chinav di Moshe b'chol beisi neeman hu. There's no one who's a neeman as much as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the most trustworthy person in all of my house, probably in the entire world. So v'lo amar lehem Moshe bo v'nasuk b'mishkav nachashiv alif nechem. So why did Moshe feel the need to do this cheshbon in front of everybody? El shasham Moshe leitzana Yisrael madav machrav. He heard the leitzanim, the mockers, the scorners speaking about him, and it elaborates on what they said. They said, "Oh, look at Ben Amram. He seems to have gotten rich." So when Moshe heard this, he said, "Chayechem, by your life, by your lives, nigmar ha-mishkan etein lechem cheshbon. Once we finish the mishkan, we're going to do a full cheshbon." And he ends up doing this cheshbon, and he gets his nemanus among everybody. So what this shows us, I think, at one point, this shows us is that to be a true neman, in the eyes of people, is a very, very hard thing to do. If even Moshe Rabbeinu, about whom Hashem testifies, he is neman, the most neman, right? The most neman, the most trustworthy. So you know, it's hard to argue with that. But there were similarly tzanim who did argue with that, and Moshe felt the need to establish his nemanos. You know, in our Mishnah, there's also a debate about how to establish nemanos. How can you be trustworthy? Rabbi Huda is a little bit more lenient. He says, listen, if he takes upon himself these proper what he buys and what he sells and what he eats is tithe, then you could trust that if he gives you something that's going to be tithed. The Chacham say, no, we can't rely on that. We can't rely on that Nemanus because he doesn't have this consistency. He doesn't have this, a personal objection to the halachically evil of eating food that's untithed, because if he would, he would never eat at the home of an Am Haaretz. And since he doesn't have that consistency, so that is not something that we can call ne'emanos. That to be a ne'eman, there needs to be a certain consistency. That's really what Amunah is. We're coming up to Purim, and Parsha Zachar is next Shabbos, and we have the Parsha that tells us that the hands of Moshe Edav were Emunah, that they were steadfast, right? So this is actually not even from Parsha Zachar. This is from the Purim Lening itself, and from Parshas Bishalach. But it says that his hands were emuna, that they were steady, that they had this consistency. And in order to really properly be an emuna, say the Chachamim, you need to have this consistency. And Moshe Rabbeinu had this consistency. He had this consistency, and that's why people trusted him, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu trusted him. Of course, there's always going to be some crazy late sanim, and Moshe goes out of his way to establish his nemanus further. But really, there should be a proper balance of what it means to be a neman. But it's important for us in our Avodas Hashem to try to be a neman. Then not just when it comes to Hilchos Meiser and Demai, but in general, to be someone that people can rely upon and someone that Hashem can rely upon. To be consistent in our Avodas Hashem, be consistent in our relationship with others, and Mir Hashem, we should be zocha to all be neemanim.